This is St. Louis Public Radio. Next month, military veterans will take part in the Telling Project, a stage presentation designed to help the public understand life in the armed forces. St. Louis Public Radio's Dale Singer interviewed members of the cast and crew.
Let's get one thing straight from the start. This isn't the Truth Project. This is the Telling Project.
We are not a truth commission. The Telling Project is not an archival historical project. We are not vested in an objective account of history so much as we are in the way that people's experiences and stories come to them after the fact.
That's Max Renard, the senior writer for the play. He has worked on more than 30 versions all over the country, and he's learned how intensely personal the project is.
When we put these productions on, the people that are telling their stories are taking a risk. And that part of what they're doing is to step forward out of their comfort zone and to speak publicly about deeply personal and complicated things.
The University of Missouri-St. Louis brought the Telling Project here. Jim Craig, who heads the campus's Department of Military Studies, put out a call for people who might want to take part.
I hear from students often that the community doesn't understand me, or they just don't get me or my experience. One of my first responses is, how have you helped them understand you? Why would they just automatically get it if you haven't told your story? And so this is a way to do that.
The most difficult part for many may come when they return to civilian life. Too often, Renard says, they have to deal with stereotypes.
Veterans are alcoholics. Veterans have PTSD. Veterans are violent. Veterans have traumatic brain injuries. Veterans are crazy. Veterans are homeless. And veterans aren't issues. Veterans are people who have issues like we all do.
At a recent rehearsal, Raleigh Munns calls out the opening line.
Are you ready?
Woo!
Good to go.
Munns, a librarian at UMSL, joined the Navy in 1983 for a common reason, a need for discipline after too much sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
I was spinning out of control, hedonistically in Los Angeles, too much money to spend on myself and nothing else. I was either going to be dead in a year or in prison.
Karen Cross joined the Navy Reserve at age 32 when she was an elementary school teacher in North County. In the play, the others make fun of her because she never had to deal with the drill sergeant from hell.
Seriously? No basic training?
I took a test every other day.
But Cross was deployed to Afghanistan, where she was part of a poetry club and wrote of the differences between military and civilian life.
If they were not there, the perception of incoming is obsolete. They cannot fathom the peace that comes from feeling the hum of the F-16's beat.
Harold Taylor, who left St. Louis for the 82nd Airborne during Desert Storm, wanted to join the cast to tell how the VA helped him get his life back together after a rough bout with alcohol.
I never saw myself outside of a bottle. But once I started coming out of the bottle, I did not want to go back. Once you get your life back together, once you get you together, everything else will fall in order.
Renard says testimony like that shows that retelling tales from military life isn't always a cleansing experience.
The assumption was that it was healing. And the answer is sometimes it isn't. Sometimes telling your story just sucks. Sometimes it just hurts. And it's not about healing. It's not about the happy ending. It's not about the catharsis. That's what civilians want.
For Craig, performances like the Telling Project help recapture an old tradition of veterans returning home after the battle is over and sharing their experiences.
We don't have that in our country outside of small programs like this. But there's a move afoot that says, this might be what we're missing.
And for the novice actors in the production, reliving their time in uniform helps themselves and others understand what it was really like, even with the drill sergeant from hell.
There's a drill sergeant there.
I'm Dale Singer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Company, halt! Dismiss!